If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door shall be opened unto you. And I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. I still got things that I need. I need the help of God. I need the grace of God, the mercies of God, the hand of God, the power of God, the salvation of God. I need it all. Praise God. Praise God. Amen and amen. It is indeed our honor to have Brother Bryant back with us. He was here with us a few weeks ago, and we're honored that he has consented to be here today. Amen. And so he's going to be preaching for us this morning and tonight, and we want to plug in. Praise God. Because there's more than meets the eye than what happens right here. And we can sit here and we can look around at one another and we can say, well, I wonder who that's to. Or we can say, oh, that's for me. But I personally believe that there is something going on in the supernatural world. There's a spiritual war that's happening outside. That's happening in the heavens. That's going on. And this is the place that he has called us up to dwell with him in heavenly places. Amen. And as we begin to respond to the word of God and begin to say amen to the word of God, amen, there are grounds that are gained. There are victories that are won, not just in our life, but in the city of Augusta, in the county of Butler, within the Kansas state, within this area, praise God, because somebody gets in tune with the Holy Ghost. It's more than about me. It's more than about you. It's more than about us. It's about the thousands upon thousands that are bound in this world by sin. Amen. By immorality, by all things. And God needs a church to step up and to step out so that his perfect and divine will can be had here today. Let's do that this morning. Let's plug in with the preacher here today. And let's just see what the Lord would have for us today. In Jesus' name.
Come on, give that praise to Jesus right now. Come on, any worshipers in the house this morning? Come on, anybody that believes God's still able to do the impossible? Come on, do you believe it? Would you give him a great praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Itanama koshataye. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I feel the Spirit of God in this house. The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Liberty to get your breakthrough. Liberty to get healed. Liberty to be delivered, for chains to fall off. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Man, God is supremely good to us. We don't deserve it. But I sure want him to know I appreciate it. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. So, God bless you. You may be seated for a few moments here. I would be remiss if I didn't remark on the tremendous hospitality that this church and your pastor has extended to us. And I'm very honored and humbled by their kindness and their friendship. And I don't know if I've ever been fed better in my life. And may the Lord return the favor through the word. And I am so grateful. Enjoyed being with all of you on Friday night. Great things are ahead. In fact, he's doing great things right now to prepare us for greater. Come on, are you in? Come on, are you in on the deal? Come on, how many of you really believe that when we get focused, God can do anything? All right. I don't remember asking any of you to stand up. Sit down. Y'all are just like the jack-in-the-box church. Truth is, I kind of like it. It's good to see you, Elder Worth. Bless you. Thank you for your labor of love and sacrifice. And a man once said, when he saw a farmer that had an incredible crop, twofold return on his investment, it was a great year, and he went to go by and visit the man. And he looked and he said, would you show me what the Lord has done for you? He knew the farmer was a believer. And the farmer went and showed him all those things. And he said, man, this is amazing how God has blessed you. He said, I agree. I really do. He said, but boy, you should have seen it when God had it by himself. Because the truth is, God works through people. And you are important. You're not greater than the work, but you are important to the work. How many planters? How many waterers? How many sowers? Come on, how many? Those that would pull weeds. Those that would pull the rocks out. How many would dig? How many would plow?
Hallelujah.
So the truth is, thank God for elders like Brother Worth and his family. Thank God for men that will come in and pick up that labor and carry it forward. Thank you, Brother Cowan, Pastor and Sister Cowan. Listen, the world is going nuts right now. It's going stark raving crazy. People are losing their mind. They're losing their gender. They're losing their identity. They're losing what sense they ever had. It's probably why inflation is going so high. Because they can't figure it out. But the truth is, the worse the world gets, the darker it gets, the brighter the church is going to shine. Hey, there's no greater time to be a part of the church than right now. You might as well embrace it. Come on, there's bigger miracles God's going to have to do because of the state we're in. But praise God, I'm happy to be in the church. I'm happy to be a part of what God is doing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
So I am already preaching, but let me give you a text and let's roll. Hebrews chapter 6, beginning with verse number 13. Then also we're going to read over in Hebrews chapter 13. Amen. I'm just encouraged. I'm not just excited. I'm trembling with anticipation of what God's going to do. I prophesy to the bones. Come on, I command you to come back together in the name of Jesus. Bone back to his bone. Sinew upon sinew. And God's going to flush it out. I prophesied to the wind. Let the east wind blow. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hebrews 6 and 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, And an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made in high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now move over to Hebrews chapter 13. Beginning with verse number 5. Let your conversation, your behavior, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, which have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Moving over one more book, the Lord lets me get to all this. It's up to him, but I just feel like reading James 1 and 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I have such a simple message this morning. But it's the simplicity of the gospel that makes us free. I want to preach on this thought. The constant in variable times. The constant in variable times. Come on, would you set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord? Ilemokoshai. Ilamoshatakayilomosiandaya. Father, I pray that you'll anoint us to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Lord, have your way. Let your will be done, God. Come on, if you believe it, would you give the Lord a good hand clap of praise? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for standing. You may be seated in Jesus' name. It was a short while ago. I was reading and meditating on the Word of God. And my mind went back to high school. What a unequivocally terrible memory. But my mind went back to high school, to algebra class. Don't wince. Some of you are great at math. That wasn't my greatest virtue. But I recalled something that began to morph into my mind. And I remember there were certain rules for working out equations or problems. Because there's got to be order if there's going to be a proper result. We serve a God that does things decently and in order, because he orders our steps in his word. But The world was created by His Word. So things have to be done according to His order if it's going to come out right. And so really, really, when people find out new rules or laws in math, it's things God has already set in place. They're just discovering what God has already done. So I'm contemplating the rules of algebra. And I remember they taught us about something called a constant. Anybody remember that? And a constant is a fixed number. It does not change no matter how long it's a part of the equation. It is a solid number. You can depend on its value. It is what it is. It is a known quantity. And if somebody gives you a so-called equation that has something else called variables in it, the X, Y, Z's and the A, B, C's, those are unknown quantities. Those are unknown numbers at the time that you begin your equation. But there is no possible way to figure out a bunch of unknown quantities without first having a known quantity. And that's called the constant. You see, the constant, no matter how small it may be, it does not change. Therefore, it becomes an anchor in the problem, in the equation. So no matter how much uncertainty lies within the equation or the problem, if you have a constant, you can work out the unknown quantities if you have a known quantity. So God says to Abraham, He says, leave everything you know and go into a place that I'm going to show you that you've never seen before. That's a variable. He said, you're going to walk through the length and the breadth of it, and I'm going to show it to you, and I'm going to give it to you. The problem is, there's too many variables in that problem. But Abraham got a revelation that the Word of God is sure and is steadfast. And that I can depend on what the Word of God says. The psalmist said it like this: forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That, my friends, is a constant. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. I can depend on the Word of God. His word is true. Come on. Come on, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Come on, I may not know what is around the corner, but I've got a constant called the Word of God, and it changes not. Come on, how about the rest of you? Do you know Jesus? Do you know who Jesus is? Come on, come on. Some of you just sitting there looking at me. Come on. I want to know, do you know that He's able? I want to know, do you know He's able to come through? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I'm not just preaching so you can respond to me. I want you to engage with the Word of God this morning. There's hope in this house. There's healing in this house. There's miracles for you and your family in this house. And it's through the life-giving power of the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be seated. So He gave Abraham a promise. He really didn't know this God, Brother Cowan. But the longer he walked with Him, the more he found out that he could depend on God. He found out that his God was a constant. I'm speaking to somebody in the Holy Ghost. Our God is a constant in a world full of variables. So I just don't know who Jesus really is. If you're going to be a true believer of the great God of the universe, you don't have to do good math. You just got to be able to count to one. Because the one true God is the constant. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. I looked to the right and I looked to the left. I looked in front of me and behind me. And beside me there was no other God. I, singular, am the Lord. I change not. Come on, you can depend on who he is and what he is. If he said he's going to come through, baby, it doesn't matter how variable your world is. You ought to give him glory on Sunday morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be seated. I rebuke that fear. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Huh? The word of God is greater. Come on, when you know his word is true. And he said, when he could swear by no one greater, he swear by himself. And you know why he did it? He said he wanted to give us comfort because of the immutability of his counsel. That means that he changes not. He wanted to give us comfort. And the reason you can depend on him to never change is he cannot lie. Y'all didn't hear me. He cannot lie. If he said it, you can take it to the bank and all the equations of life are going to work out if you hold on to the one that changes not. It doesn't matter how bad you're feeling today, he cannot lie. It doesn't matter what your children are facing. In the name of Jesus, there's still power in the word and in the promise. I'm speaking to Itala. Come on, somebody, reach up and take that promise. Come on, his word is true. He cannot lie. Come on, somebody, believe. Come on, somebody, give him glory. Come on, hetaya la la bo ko shataya, ya la la bo ko shiata. Come on, love him for just a moment. Hitalalabaka shataya. Ilabashataya lalabaha. Come on, I know you believe it. Won't you thank you right now for working on it? Hitalabaka shataya. There is no battle that you're facing right now that is superior to the word and the plan of God for your life.
You say, how do I deal with it? You interpret it through the lens that our God is one and he cannot lie and he will back up his word.
You can be seated. How many of you really believe God is able? Even for you. The first thing that he says that you can depend on is that he cannot lie. And that never changes. He never turns into a liar, elder. It never changes. It's steady. You can depend on it. You can count on it. But the second thing he said was that which entereth within the veil, whither the forerunner, even Jesus, entered in. I feel a prophetic word on me right now. When the Holy Ghost, when the Spirit of God speaks a word and you start believing it and you start taking a stand, that's when all of the devil's lies come to bear on the mistakes that you and I have made. He starts saying, since you did such and such, and since you made this mistake, it voids the word of God. It voids the promise of God. But I got news for the devil. The second part of that promise is not only is his word true, but he came in flesh. And he conquered sin and the death and the grave so that we could stand in the presence of God without condemnation and say, I still believe because the blood still covers me. Come on, you're not hearing me right now. You say, well, I fell down, Pastor Cal. I messed up. Get it back under the blood. And the blood says, I will bring it to pass. I will. Come on, love him right now. He called Abba Hashaya. Ilama Shataya Lalabaha. Come on, pray for just a moment, Lord. He called Abba Hashataya.
God, I thank you for doing it, God.
Jesus.
Be obedient.
Come on, clap your hands to the Lord right now. Be seated. He said in Hebrews chapter 13, he said, let your conversation be without covetousness. In other words, quit envying what somebody else has. Well, God could do it for me if I had what brother so-and-so had. Come on. The devil's still a liar. He's a liar, and you need to quit believing him. You believe God's word is true? Then block his lies out. You say, do you ever have struggles with it? Of course I do. It's a daily battle. But I choose not to believe it. And you can too. That's the power of being a true believer. You don't have to bow to the circumstances, the variables, when you know the constant. He said, quit worrying what everybody else has and you focus on what you already have. We're not looking for somebody to move in here that's going to turn this place around. God's going to use you and you and you and me and Pastor, and God's going to do it right straight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, somebody. God, use me. God, use me. He said, once you quit focusing on everybody else, he said, then obey them that have the rule over you. Remember them. Start obeying the man of God instead of listening to your fears and insecurities. He said, because you'll realize then the Lord is our helper and we do not have to fear man. I'm trying to obey the Holy Ghost. The devil doesn't want this service to go where it's supposed to go. But then he says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. That is a constant, my friend. You can depend on it. He will bring to pass. His word will not go out and return unto you void. He will do what he said he's going to do. Lift your hands and love him one more time. God, I bind every filthy, foul spirit of hell. God, I thank you for the faith of this people. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord one more time. You're doing good. Yes. Thank you for saying. I'm really not going to be much longer. You may be seated. Some of us have lived with doubt and unbelief so long. It's become a stronghold in our spirit. It's time to cast down every imagination. It's okay if I deal with this. Quit sitting in your house imagining vain things and stirring up issues and trouble that aren't even there. It's just a lie from hell. Come on. You don't want to be a vessel of hell. You want to be a vessel of the Holy Ghost. Come on, quit sitting around. Come on, if you get busy, you won't have time to let the devil play on your mind like that. Come on, somebody. It's time for the church to move forward. It's time to step off in to the purpose and plan. Come on, get out of your pew. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, I feel the release. Come on, step out of your pew. Step out of your pew right now. Quick. Come right now. Come on, you're coming too slow. Go. Come on.
breakthrough. Come on, push.
Come on, you're under so much fear. The devil's got you back. I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Come on, that you're not meant to fall into sin and perversion. You hear me? In the name of Jesus.
Come on, sisters. I need you to help me right now. Come on, sisters. I need you to help me. I need you to step from where you are and come all the way to the front. Come on. I need you to obey, please. Come on, sisters. I need you to step all the way to the front right now. Quick. I need you to come right now. Come on. I need you to come all the way to the front. We're going to get this altar area heated up in the Holy Ghost, because this is where sinners are going to pray through. Right here. Come on, quick. Come on, lift your hands in the name of Jesus. Come on, the Holy Ghost is working miraculously right now. Come on, do it. Come on, raid those spirits. Devil, you're a liar in the name of Jesus. Come on, we're breaking through right now. Come on, Hashataya. Come on, yes, Jesus. He called Allah Bahoshataya. Come on, I'm telling you, supernatural, miraculous things are taking place right now.